Well, the Minister of Justice isn't saying very much about the homicide at Her Majesty's Penitentiary. The death of 33-year-old inmate Jonathan Hanoke has been ruled a homicide by the RNC, yet they have not laid any charges. Hanoke died at the penitentiary on the 6th of November. He was awaiting his trial from a 2016 murder of 88-year-old Regula Shuli of Happy Valley Goose Bay. Minister Andrew Parsons spoke with members of media, including VOCM's Brian Madore.
The reason I'm here this morning is because proactively we figured it was best to come out and to be here to answer as many questions as we can. What I can say is that this will be an extremely frustrating press conference in the sense that there's very little that I can say. But rather than have multiple media requests coming in, the reality is that there's a lot of public interest in this matter, and I felt it was best to show up and at least try my best to talk about it and to be here. And so I'll preface my comments by saying that, and I'm open to trying my best to answer questions as I can. Unfortunately, I cannot comment on it. It is a human resources issue, and given the fact that there is an ongoing investigation, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about it. So I can't say anything further about the HR situation or the correctional officer situation.
But what's the difference with a police officer if they're accused of wrongdoing? They say, okay, this person is not working, they're off with paid leave, not paid leave. What's the difference?
Well, the reality is that the RNC make their decisions. They don't take operational or communications advice from us. They make these decisions, and they can do as they see fit. The reality is that within government, it is our policy, especially as the Attorney General, not to comment on an ongoing investigation. I don't want to say anything or do anything that could influence or be a part of that in any way. So I understand the question, but we had to stick to that line of communication right now. Again, right now, all I know is that there's an investigation ongoing. I'll leave that to the RNC to discuss that if and when they will. Again, this is me being here today is based on that release last night. We never have any input or involvement in any kind of police investigation. So that's about as much as I can say on that. Well, what I can say, first of all, the fact is we've had an inmate death. And again, as I'll reiterate what I said back then, which I believe was a month ago, is that, our condolences to the family. This is extremely trying, and it's an extremely trying environment. I send my condolences to the family, and I also think about the inmates and staff at the institution. It's never an easy environment on any given day, but when you have a situation like this, all I can say is that we take it extremely seriously. We've been involved in the situation in the sense that we're observing as much as we can, but the reality is that since that time, there's been an investigation, and we stand clear. We monitor, we're aware, but that's as much as I can say. I'm just like everybody else. Anybody that's watching right now, you wish you can talk about it or discuss it, and you know that there's questions, but it's frustrating because as much as you may want to say something, you may end up doing more damage by talking about it. And so, again, I'm not part of the investigation. It is a police investigation at this time.
Is anyone else at the pen in danger? If I have a loved one down there, that's my first concern.
Well, what I would say is this. I don't mind saying that we are satisfied that there's no concern to any inmates or staff at HMP. Safety of everybody in that institution, in any one of our institutions, is paramount. And so I'm confident in saying that there, if you were the loved one of an inmate or a staff member, that safety is not a concern at this time.